that sets the pace for Pittsburgh.
Oh, do I miss those old PSAs and promos of days gone by. And that's what you're listening to. Shows from like 13 years ago. Zombo in your brain. It says here on my log that this show was originally broadcast May the 7th, 2010. And then I heard myself saying 13 years ago it was May the 6th, 2010. I'm not really going to look at a calendar and go back 13 years to find out if I'm wrong back then or I'm wrong now. It just ain't worth it. You're listening to the Deep Archive right here on this here radio station, WRCT Pittsburgh. Zombo right here. And this show was originally aired either the 5th or the 6th or the 7th. I'll go an extra day. Of May 2010. And it's just nice to revisit these old shows and see what's shaking Menachem Bacon. All right, let's jump back into the next section of the Deep Archive.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. Oh, man, the Shevitz. So, dang. Dang. It'd be nice to get through this whole show without any shameless promotion. I really don't have any shame or any promotion today. This is In Search of Dr. Goldfoot. Kind of dull. The Gotto Bombs, but, and I mean big but, the Del Momas, Dr. Goldfoot and his bikini machine, Isolation by the Cave Stompers, the Bitch Boys, Take on Me. Now there's a surf band from, I think from Norway or somewhere, that they know what they're doing. And a song I always like, the Mavericks, Someone Should Tell Her. Man, the Mavericks know to make good music, good pop music, you know? And if you think, you know, Zombo, why are you playing? Why do you do what you do? You play some kind of like pop tune, and then you play something kind of grungy, then you play something crazy. If you haven't figured it out now, I do the show for me, not for you. So if I want to hear something, I play it. Ah! Los Straitjackets, El Microscopico Bikini. I mean your brain.
Todo.
The Slurp. Dance the Slurp, 7-Eleven. And going out. Now, the two things could either be the reason I'm playing this. Nancy Sinatra's Nights in White Satin, going out long distance dedication to the iTunes listener, guy, buddy in Philadelphia. It could either be that reason, or I have to take a doo-doo. You figure it out.
Letters I've written.
I do not know if we're going to make the full 5 minutes. It's going to be a short doo-doo.
To send. Beauty I'd always.
And here's where democracy comes in handy. If you want this song off, just give me a call. 412-621-WRCT. And if you want it on, call me after I take it off and I'll play it. It doesn't make any sense and it doesn't matter.
Yes, I love you.
She's still a pretty hot chick, though, you know? She's a wildcat. I bet she's a wildcat.
Gazing at people, some hand in hand, just what I'm going through, they can't understand. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end.
You know, all right, you know, I'm getting a lot of phone calls. They don't, you know, sorry, Philly guy. Wait a minute, I got this just coming in. Let's see what we got here. Somebody says I should go take a dump and he'll watch the play. All right, fine. We're going to do the rest of this. Just due to the fact that, you know, this guy's working in Philadelphia and he's listening to the show. He wants to hear this. And I get a lot of angry people here. Someone just says, I went in my pants. I waited too long. I could play the Amish version of this song, Mennonites in White Satin. I kill me, Mr. Word Pun. I'm just so nutty like that. I'm a kook. Come on, we only got about a minute and a half left on this, right?
Yes, I love you.
She's some hot stuff. She's still some hot stuff. What is she now, 90? I'd do her. She seems like the kind of gal that keeps everything ship-shape, if you know what I mean. You don't know what I mean. I'm in my own world. Yahoo! I'm in Zumba world. Yeah. I wonder if Lee Hazelwood ever got any of that. I bet he did. Lee was a dog, man. Lee Hazelwood? That guy is something else. Well, he was something else. He is something else now. He's dead. I think Nancy's still hanging in there, right? All right. for your patience. Callers wanted to hear Ghost in My House by the Fall. I will do that. You know me. I'm all about Nancy Sinatra in the fall. I am all about that. And then I got Bruce, I think Bruce or Bill or one of these guys requested Leslie Gore. Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. I'll take care of that too. It's all one big, happy, angry family. In your brain.
Ghost in my house, I can't hide. The ghost in my house. troubled dumb. I hear a honky talking and snuggling with a dame. The floor I was walking and driving me insane.
Stop a whistling, wolf, 'cause I ain't a red riding hood. Stop a whistling. wish I could call you mine. Well, I can't help but thinking when you're on my mind. I love you now. I could call you mine. Well, I can't help but thinking when you're on my mind. I love you, little baby. Let's make some time.
Hello, Tiger. This is your pussycat, here to spend some time with you. If you feel as I do, I'm certain that you'd like to get to know me as I'd like to know you. So let's start with the vital statistics. I do hope they match up to what you like in a woman. First, I'm 23. I stand 5 feet 4 inches tall. My eyes are very bright, just like a pussycat's eyes. And my hair, it's long and silky. How does that sound to you, Tiger? But, sweetheart, all of these statistics would mean very little if I didn't express myself, so you could really get to know me. I guess, well, you might call me a Hollywood glamour girl, since most of my work is modeling. I pose in bathing suits, evening clothes, lingerie. Whenever I do a figure sitting, I try to get there an hour early and, well, get out of my clothes so my underthings won't leave marks on my skin. I have to stay out of the sun, because at my apartment, there's no place where I can get a tan all over. Even when I wear my teeniest bikini, which is almost nothing at all, the sun leaves lines that show through the sheerest nightie. But most important is the fact that I'm not a girl. I'm a woman, Tiger. There's a great difference. A girl is sweet, coy, she's naive. A woman, Tiger, a woman is the fulfillment of man's strongest desires. She is capable of building her man's pride by seeking only to please him. She brings out the savage in the man and the boy in him. She lets him understand that her whole reason for being is him and his desires. When he's sad, she's there to share his sorrow. When he's happy, it is she who has helped to create that happiness. When he's tired, she comforts him. And when the lights are dimmed, she leads him through new and exciting paths of deep emotion, causing him to completely forget everything. But a woman is also a delicate thing. She needs someone like you, Tiger, to make her forget the hurts of the world around her. She needs a man to hold closely. She needs a man to show her the meaning of what a man really is. She needs your caresses and your kisses to let her understand that you are her man. A woman is also soft, Miss Tiger. She must be protected and cared for. And yet, strange as it seems, she loves to be handled, manhandled, in sweet and wonderfully painful love. A woman is yes to the man she loves. Yes, when he is seeking, and yes to his desires. Tiger, these are the things a woman is. But all of this, all of it, is nothing without her man. And these are the things I want for you. I want to be loved. I want your eyes to wander over me, looking at every curve. I want to know, wherever you go, the vision of me and the sound of my voice will always be with you. And when I close my pussycat eyes, I want to think of you, my tiger, as a beast, a man, and a lover. Good night, you wonderful, gentle tiger.
The place that sets the pace for Pittsburgh.
Yeah! Yeah, that's right. I am bound and determined to get each and every one of you listeners fired from wherever you're working for playing this ridiculous radio show during company time. There, I hope you're happy now out on the streets. Yeah, that was Los Axians doing Dirty Old Man, and then we heard Pussycat. That's right, baby. We had Little Girl by John and Jackie. Hey, Little Dreamboat, and Stop Whistling Wolf by Rose Maddox. She was quite a bag, that lady. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ah, Dirty Dog, Leslie Gore. She still had stuff. R. Dean Taylor doing the original version of There's a Ghost in My House by request. Here we go. I got this fall. It's a request. There's a Ghost in My House and Long Distance Dedication out to Philly for Knights in White Satin. Nancy Sinatra. We heard 7-Eleven record, Dance the Slurp, Take It Off the Gentiles, Those Straight Jackets, Microscopo Bikini. Yeah. You're dealing with a pervert, you know that. You're dealing with someone who ain't right in the head. Where's the crazy PSA here? There's one about being a nut. There you go. Think of the people you know and think of the people you're close to you. And they're part of your family and your life. Now think of this. There's a good chance one of them has a mental health problem. So they just might sneak over and stab you while you're not looking because they are crazy. How would you like that feeling? Just all of a sudden you're talking to your uncle. All of a sudden he pulls out a sieve and he stabs you right in your solar plexus. Yeah, see? He's crazy. I told you he was crazy, but you wouldn't listen to me. I said he was crazy. But hey. Now think of this. There's a good chance one of them has a mental health problem. In fact, mental health problems affect every family in America. Good news is, people with mental health problems often recover for them. Why some of them don't? They stay nuts their whole life, and they make your life a living hell. They want to be the bane of your existence. And I'll tell you what, it's always the craziest ones that say they're not crazy. Those are the crazy ones. You know, you say, you know, that's really not too smart. I think you might be kind of crazy. And they get that glazed over look in their eye. And they tell you that they are not crazy. Yeah, that's some crazy business there. Anyhow, most of them have jobs, raise families, and play important minds in both our communities and in their lives. Get the facts about mental health. 800-789-2647 for a free brochure. That's right. Mental health. It's not just for breakfast anymore. This massage is brought to you, a public service of U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this radio station. Uh-huh. You want to make a difference in the life of someone else or your life? Or do you want to make a difference? Do you even want to bother making a difference? Chances are you don't want to make a difference. And you know what? I can't blame you. I can't blame you for not wanting to make a difference. That's just a struggle. Because, you know, you're trying to do something good, and everybody thinks you're a rat. Then you do something rotten, and everybody thinks you're cool. This is Poly 6. You know, basically, it's Devo on Fast Forward. Well, anyhow, you want to make a difference in someone's life, become a volunteer at Trinity Hospice. Let me play some abundant. I don't think you want to hear Poly Sykes under that. Okay, they have a variety of positions available, including visiting patients, helping in the office, assisting with bereavement programs, and more. Man, would I hate to assist in bereavement program. Man, that'd be a downer. That would give me mental illness, more mental illness. That'd give me a heap of help. Ooh, baby. You got to admire folks that do that. They provide all the training. Trinity Hospice serves many areas, so you can choose the best one for you. 412-351-4494. For more information, ask Meryl Thomas, the volunteer coordinator. Chances are she's probably been fired by now because the Pussycat song was being played. In the break room, they heard they're playing it, and they said, what are you doing? She goes, I'm listening to Zombo. He's going to give me a shout-out. But honest, he's going to read his thing about Trinity Hospice. He's going to give me a shout-out. You know, Meryl Thomas is waiting there for a shout-out, and the boss comes around. And you know what boss is. Boss is that double S-O-B spelled backwards. And man, oh man, the Shevitz. She's going to get it something awful. This is a minus five. Well, you know, there's worse things than listening to Zombo's radio show during your workplace. The other thing is Facebook. That is right. Some of you folks on Facebook during company time, or even people on Facebook in general. What are you, retarded? You know, let's look at my Facebook page and see what's going on. Oh, looks like Rebecca found some red gems in her treasure chest. What? Oh, look at this. Oh, John found he needs some help fertilizing his crops. What are you, retarded? What are you, you know, farming is dull enough. You're going to pretend farm on the internet? I so can't wrap my brain around that. You know, then I'm a mafia man. I'm going to kill the big boss. Grow up, eh? You're on the computer. Do something useful. Play Pac-Man. Something where, now like, oh, I need help shooting the boss. Okay, you help me shoot the boss if you help me fertilize my crop. I'll tell you what. I'll shoot the boss, then we'll throw him in your crop, and that'll fertilize it. And hey, look, while we're digging, we found some red gems in the treasure chest. Retards. I cannot believe. And then, how about the people who say what they're doing on Facebook? I swear to God, this is somebody, I don't know, if you're listening out there, somebody put a Facebook post that said, I just fell down the steps. Why would you put that in there? Chances are you did not just fall down the steps. You know, put what's going on. Like, I'm on Facebook wasting my life. How's that for a Facebook entry? Facebook and MySpace, they're just there to they're there for people to promote. I just think that they're promoting gigs, promoting what they're doing. Now I'm saying, I just fell down the steps, and look, when I fell down, I found a box of red gems in my treasure chest. Ay, ay, ay. This is, what happened to this place? What happened to the world, man? Since when do people pretend farm on the internet? And then they dig in. Oh, boy, I'm getting all kinds of hate email now. See, it's from these people goofing off on the internet. That's all it is, you know? And I just don't get it. I mean, these things were put there as social networking things, not for you to tell people that, you know, you stubbed your toe or your butt hurts. I don't care. It's crazy. Let me play this in the background. This is Jesus Chrysler drives a Dodge going out to this guy. This guy doesn't even have a computer. I'm sure this guy doesn't even have a calculator. This is this guy that just loiters around garages and wants to hear the scream of Blue Messiahs, which I'm always happy to play. All right? I'm always happy to play it. But, I don't know what it is with you people. I just don't know what it is. You know? And I could see posting an event and saying, hey, come to my event. But make it a real event. Not like, you know what? I'm having a pretend party in my backyard in Fantasyland. What do you want me to do, bring you red gems for your treasure chest? Every time I see that, I just feel like throttled. Or how about the people that put the gigantic posts on Facebook? These things are like, it's like a book. If I want to read the book, I'll go to the library. I don't need to go on Facebook to read all this, like, ridiculous detail you're putting in of just some. You know, I get the first few sentences, and if I don't see a cuss word, I move on. Okay? And then there's, like, people that just, all they do is post all day long. You know, this is the kind of thing, when you're on your deathbed, you know, and you're thinking, what'd you do with your life? Well, let's see, I got all those red gems from the treasure chest, and I had my crops. My crops are all fertilized and in the fields, and all my fake pets, and all my fake, what is this? What is this? What is that beautiful house? My God, what have I done?
We can make love. that I was about to get one. And you know what she said to me? She said, "That's what's wrong. You missed the ball soon enough." Wow.
There's a girl from Chicago I'll never forget, the loveliest darling that I ever met. Every time she went out with a handsome young chap, she never objected to sit on his sofa and hold hands the whole evening through. If that made him happy, she felt happy too. Now the girl from Chicago went out with a guy who frightened her so that she thought she would die. Every time she sat down, she did not feel at ease from the way he kept staring at her pretty handbag with the money. So she left him flat. A lady should never be treated like that. So the girl from Chicago went back to her ma. The boys in her hometown were nicer by far, till a good-looking guy took her out to a dance. And while they were dancing, the guy lost his balance and they both fell down on the floor. Her feelings were hurt, so she goes there no more. Now the girl from Chicago is happy at last. Her frivolous days are a thing of the past. To the bright lights on Broadway, a farewell she bids. She now has a husband and four lovely rooms with a kitchen. And right here, my friend, I'm sure you'll be happy that this is the end. Oh, what a girl. Oh, what a poil. Gold-tinted hair with that old-fashioned coil.
And we continue off into the third and final hour of Zombo's Deep Archive, playing shows from 13 years ago. The show originally aired either May 6th or 7th of 2010. You can hear my other show 13 years later, which will actually be this next Friday. Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., having 3 hours of live Zombo in your brain right here on WRCT in the Pittsburgh. If you want downloads of shows, you can go to ZomboCo, ZomboCo.com. I got all kinds of shows you can download and hang out. It's all free. Stream them. Wear them like a hat. I don't care. Here's the last section of the Deep Archive for this week. So let's dig in, man.
Thank you.
sparrow in the barrel. You can hear this guy huffing and puffing in the background going, oomph. Johnny Sparrow. We are pretty plaid skirt and long black socks. Mel Smith and the Light Riders going out the rock and Pete. The party stomp, the Egyptian, sinful woman, Bill Browning. This tune. Bad woman. The Wheels. And the amazing Lord Rockingham's 11 with fried onions. The girl from Chicago, Benny Bell. Mwah! Chicago, not Cucamonga. I don't know who did that. And Lazy Bum gets Jesus Chrysler drives a Dodge, screaming Blue Messiahs. Zombo in your brain? Got lots of great. This show's going to be really. See, this is a rewarding experience. Pay attention. You can have rewarding experiences in life. See, I could go home and I could make a fake radio station on Facebook and say, I just played Pretty Bad Skirt for Rockin' Pete in my own little fantasy land. Yeah, what does that do? Nothing. What does that do? Nothing. This, it's a little something. It's not like I helped the world out in a big major way. But, you know, I make a miserable existence not so miserable. And that's a good thing. This Facebook thing, it is just like, you know, that's worse than porn. You know, I mean, I would rather, of course, I'd rather do that. I'd rather do that than this radio show. Matter of fact, I'm going home right now. See you guys later. I'm going on that internet for some pornography. Now, I can understand that. That's pretend.